Could you tell a little about yourself?
I'm Eric Shumanandi from India.
I was born actually in London, England.
I'm a journalist by profession.
I'm 20 years old and I'm a student of physics. My dad, who taught me the art of radio.
Listeners Special.
In the name of God, the All-Compassionate, the All-Merciful. Salam, dear listeners, and warm greetings to you all in these times of fall. Welcome to another edition of Listeners Special on this beautiful Sunday, December 11th, 2022. I'm Atef Erfani, hosting this program today. Listeners Special is the Sunday program where your views are presented through emails, letters, or messages. So please contact us and tell us what you think about our broadcast. And if you have any message for our listeners around the world, you can record your voice, send it to us, and get your voice heard in this program. Remember, Listeners Special is your program. It's your views that are important. Keep us company until the end of the program. Welcome back. This is Listeners Special, and here we've received reception reports from around the world. From Mizanur Rahman from Bangladesh, one of our old and regular listeners. Sutomo Huang from Indonesia has sent us reception report, and Howard Barnett from England, one of our old and regular listeners, has sent us reception reports. As you may know, these reception reports are very helpful to us at IRIB English Radio because these reception reports help us improve the quality of our programs. So, Mizanur Rahman, Sutomo, and Howard, we want you to know how much we value your support and commitment to IRIB English Radio. Many thanks for them. And here we have piles of letters and emails from around the world, which I mention some of their names here. And later during the program, I will read them. From Indonesia, we've received an email from Sutomo Huang. Hitoshi Suguyo from Japan has sent us an email. From India, we've received an email from Mozamel. And the last but not the least, in this edition of Listeners Special, is an email from Frank Thies from the Netherlands. Stay with us until the end of the program. Welcome back. As I said, Sutomo Huang from Indonesia has sent us an email. Let's see what he says. Dear friends, I am glad to inform you that I am enjoying your interesting and informative radio programs regularly on your website. The reason for contact you here is that I want you to send me some bulletin, postcards, stickers, and other promotional items. With very best wishes and best regards. First of all, salam, Sutomo, and please accept our warm gratitude for your email. Thank you for letting us know what you think about our programs, and it seems that you regularly follow our broadcast via our website, which is at www.parstoday.com/en. And regarding your request about sending you the materials you mentioned, including the stickers, postcards, or other promotional items, for your information, Sutomo, sending any material on behalf of IRIB English Radio in the time of pandemic is impossible. Instead, please accept our electronic QSL as verification or as a kind of souvenir from IRIB English Radio. Sutomo Huang from Indonesia. Please keep in touch with us and have a good time. We are looking forward to hearing from you very soon. And from Japan, we've received an email from Hitoshi Sugio. Let's see what Hitoshi says. Dear staff, my name is Hitoshi Sugio. I am a 51-year-old listener of your radio. I have received your program and I would like to give you a report. I listened to your English program at home. Signal was very weak and I had difficulty to understand the program. If you confirm the details of my report is correct, I request you to send me your verification card or letter to my email. Thank you in advance. Salam, Hitoshi Sugio from Japan, and warm greetings to you in the cold days of fall. Hitoshi Sugio from Japan, please accept our appreciations to you for this email. So, you're a 51-year-old listener of IRIB English Radio. God bless you. And it seems that you had difficulty regarding the quality of the signal, which you said was very weak, and you had difficulty to understand the programs. Okay, don't worry about it. It will be fixed very soon if the problem is on our behalf. So, please accept our electronic QSL as confirmation instead. Wish you luck, and we are looking forward to hearing from you very soon. And after a short break, I will be back with you. Welcome back. This is Listeners Special, this Sunday program. Frank Tist from the Netherlands has sent us such a detailed email. Let's see what Frank says. Dear sir or madam, I send you a friendly greeting from the Netherlands every year. In November, I go with a few radio enthusiasts to an interference-free region in Belgium. The location is a small village with many fields in the middle of Flanders field where the Great War, meaning 1914 to 1918, once took place. It's a 150-mile drive, but well worth it. We are barely half an hour away from the North Sea and France. My name is Frank Thies, and I am 58 years old. I am Belgian, but I have been living in a quiet village, Hoven, in the Netherlands for 14 years. It's a village in the west of the Netherlands and not far from the Belgian border. I am pleased to inform you that I have been able to pick up the signal of your radio. The signal was strong and stable. There was also no interference from another radio station, which made the broadcast pleasant. Before I heard a nice station identification, there was a piece of nice music. I think it was mainly a stringed instrument. I have made such short MP3 recordings that I will send as an attachment. I hope that receiving this email gives you the same surprise and satisfaction as when I listen to your radio station, knowing that the distance between you and my location is about 3,792 kilometers. Therefore, I would appreciate it if you reply to this email with an EQSL or respond to my email reception report that I actually listen to your radio station. I am a medium wave radio enthusiast and I always try to listen to radio stations awaiting your reply. Have my best wishes and best regards from Hoven, the Netherlands. First of all, salam and greetings to you, Frank Thies from the Netherlands. And thank you very much for writing this email. Thank you for writing this detailed email, actually. It shows your support and commitment to IRIB English Radio, you know, letting us know your attitudes and opinions about our broadcast was great. Hearing about that, I mean, as we always say, your views and attitudes are welcomed, taken into consideration. And we are very happy that our signals are received in your region. As you said, you live in a village in the west of Netherlands. It's a very far distance, and it's great to hear that you could receive it with a very strong signal and with no interference. And as you said, the broadcast was very pleasant. It's great to hear that. So, Frank is from the Netherlands. We are looking forward to hearing from you very soon, and we wish you all the best. And of course, my colleagues will soon send you an electronic QSL as confirmation. Welcome back, and from India, we've received an email from Mozamel. Let's see what Mozamel says. Dear friends at IRIB English Radio, I am a listener of World Radios, and this time I had a chance to listen to English Service Radio of Iran. I would love to listen to your radio regularly, so please send me the frequency guide of your station with complete details of the programs. I shall be very grateful if you do it. So, Mozamel from India, salam and greetings to you from Tehran, the Islamic Republic of Iran. Welcome to the world of IRIB English Radio, and thank you for this email. As you may know, sending any material to our great listeners around the world in the time of pandemic is not possible, so please refer to our website to find the frequency schedule at our website with the address of www.parstoday.com/en. Yes, there you can find the frequency schedule of our broadcast. And please accept our electronic QSL, which will be sent to you very soon. Please keep in touch with us and tell us your views and attitudes about IRIB English Radio broadcast, Mozamel from India. Thank you again, Mozamel. Dear listeners, before wrapping up this edition of Listeners Special on this beautiful Sunday, December 11th, 2022, I do send my warm gratitudes and appreciations to those of our great listeners who have kindly sent us reception reports as well as emails and letters from around the world, including Mizanur Rahman from Bangladesh, Sutomo Huang from Indonesia, Howard Barnett from England, Mozamel from India, as well as Hitoshi Sugio from Japan, and Frank Thies from the Netherlands. Dear listeners, please keep in touch with us. We wish you all the best. God bless you and goodbye.
Dear listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend just a few minutes writing us a letter or sending us an email. We'll be glad to hear from all of our listeners who have any questions or comments about any of our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. You can also send your emails to englishradio@irib.ir. That is one word, englishradio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at www.parstoday.com/en. Our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Once again, our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Our profile is also in Facebook. Our address is www.facebook.com/pasttodayenglish. Thank you all for being with RRB English Radio.